Okay, we continue in Nefesh HaChaim. We are still in Sha'ar Aleph. We are in the middle of Perek Vav, in the middle of the Hagaha. The last time we saw the Inyan of Chet of Etz Hadat, the depth of the mixture that took place in the time of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Beforehand, just to say it in a superficial way so that we can continue, before the Chet of Adam HaRishon, yes, indeed, Adam had Bechira, but the Yetzer Hara was something that is outside of him. And we explained that, if you remember. That's why the Satan was the Nachash. It had to be something that's outside of him. When we say he, we mean Chava also, were perfect, meaning they consisted only of kochot of kedusha. However, after the chet of Adam HaRishon, then an irbuvia took place. A mixture took place, a mixture of tov and ra. And now the Yetzer Hara was inside. Middle of page, Lamed Gimel. So that's what he explained. Also, that the lashon of Chazal that say in Gemara Masechet Shabbat Kuf Memvav, "Kesheba nachash al chava hitil ba zohama." Rotze lomar betocha mamash. Now the zohama, the tum'ah, the defilement of the Yetzer Hara was inside Adam HaRishon and Chava. So what is the? Now we're up to what did this cause? What was the effect? Umeaz. Garam al yedeze irbuvia gedola bema'asav. This caused a great confusion and mixture in his deeds of any human being now, of any Adam. Shekol ma'ase ha'adam hema bi'irbuvia v'ishtanut rabim me'od. All the actions of a person, of Adam, ever since, are all mixed up. Pa'am tov u'pa'am ra. Sometimes a person does good things, sometimes a person does bad things. Umitapech tamid mitov lera umera letov. Adam, humans, are always changing from tov to ra, from ra to tov. What he means to say, just because a person is tov, that's not a guarantee that he's going to stay tov anymore. And also the other way around, just because a person is ra, it's not a guarantee that he's going to stay ra. He can change the next day to be tov. That's all part of the hitapchut of the irbuvia that was caused by the chet of Adam HaRishon. Ve'gam ha'ma'ase ha'tov atzma kim'at bilti efshar lerov ha'olam shetihye kula kodesh zaka unikiya legamre. Not only is the Adam filled with opposite ma'asim, ma'asim tovim and ma'asim lo tovim, but even the ma'asim kishele'atzmam, even the act itself, let's say a good act, a mitzvah, even a mitzvah says, and now he's very careful with his lashon, he says, kim'at bilti efshar lerov ha'olam. It's almost impossible for the majority of the world that ma'aseh mitzvah will be entirely holy and pure and clean. It's impossible. It's almost impossible, he says. Bli shum netiya le'eze pniya u'machshava kala le'garme, without any kind of tendency or some kind of interest to his own self in that good deed. V'chen nehefech, and the same thing the other way. Be'amase asher lo tova, also in a deed which is not good. Gam ken me'urav ba lif'amim eze machshava le'tov lefi dimyono. Even in avera, even in a bad thing, there's also mixed in a good thought, a good point in that avera. You know, like we mentioned last night, even the tum'ah has to have some kind of nekudat kedusha, to have chiyut, to be alive from. Even a ma'aseh ra has many times a good nekuda in it. Now, I want to stop here. We just read three lines. I want to share with you some very deep insight into what we just heard. But first of all, what we just heard is that from the time of the Chet of Adam HaRishon, now Adam is Be'irbuvya, and all his ma'asim are Irbuvya, meaning that he's mixed, sometimes Tov, sometimes Ra, and vice versa. And even the Tov is mixed with Ra, and even the Ra is mixed with Tov. So now, I'd like to share with you the famous Pirush of the Rambam on the Braita that we say always when we finish learning. We say, Rabbi Hananiah ben Akasha Omer, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך יובה להם תורה ומצוות. הקדוש ברוך הוא wanted to be מזכה עם ישראל, to give merit to עם ישראל, therefore he gave them many מצוות. So there is a famous פירוש of the Rambam in his פירוש המשניות in מסכת מכות. I'll read to you his language. מעיקרי האמונה בתורה, says the Rambam, from the fundamental principles of our אמונה, הוא כי כשיקיים אדם מצווה מתרייג מצוות כראוי וכהוגן, ולא ישתף עמה כוונה מכוונת העולם בשום פנים, אלא שיעשה אותה לשמה מאהבה כמו שביארתי לך, הנה זכה בה לחיי העולם הבא. We have to believe that even if a person does one mitzvah, he says, one mitzvah, just like it was before the chet, אדם הראשון had one mitzvah, and that was regarding the Etz Hadat. That's it. Because that's all it takes. In order to be Zoche Lechaya Olam Haba, all it takes is to do one mitzvah. But that mitzvah has to be done perfectly. Perfectly Lehalacha, which means with all its details, with all its specifications and everything. And perfectly with Belev Shalem, with a full heart, with a complete heart. Which means that it shouldn't be for any kind of motive or interest or, you know, desire to gain something. It should be utterly l'shem shamay, absolutely. Says the Rambam, if a person is able to do one act like that, he's zocheh l'chaya olam haba. Says Rabbi Hananiah ben Akasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give a chance to people to get one thing right. So when you give more chances, when you give more mitzvot, let's say 613, just for argument's sake. So out of the 613, one is bound to be good. One of them, it's possible. You know, we right away say to ourselves, yeah, okay, that's laws of probability, but I know I didn't do any mitzvah. You know, that's 100%. But that's the purpose of giving so many chances, so many opportunities of mitzvot are opportunities to do something with perfection. Ki ha-mitzvot bihiyotam harbe, ei efshar shelo yaaseh adam b'chayav, achat mehem al matkunta u'shlemuta. It's impossible that throughout your whole life, out of all those mitzvot, you can't do one perfectly. One. U'ba'asoto ota ha-mitzvah tichye nafsho be'oto ma'aseh. With that one act, a person can give chiyut to his nefesh. And the Rambam brings the story from the Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah regarding Rabbi Hananiah ben Teradion, that he asked, "Ma ani lechaya olam haba?" He asked his friend, "Am I going to get olam haba?" And the answer that he got was, "Klum ba maase leyadecha." Think back. Did you ever do a maase? First of all, he did maasim every day. What do you mean? Do you have to think back? Every day was a life of ma'asim to me. What he meant, klum ba'mara, said, think back about your best one, one that you did perfectly. Do you have one? And he answered him, he told him that there was one mitzvah, you know, nitchalfu li ma'ot purim with ma'ot tzedakah, and I gave it all. And he said this was the ma'aseh that he did, that he felt he did perfectly. So what do you see from here? That, you know, that's what we're put here for. We're put here in this world to do one act that is 100%. Says Rabbi Chaim Volojin, that's kim'at bilti efshari. It's almost impossible since the chet of Adam HaRishon. But he doesn't say it's bilti efshari, it's kim'at, which means it is possible. Right? I want to share with you also something very interesting. Listen to this. We just said that even in a ma'aseh ra, there is a nekuda tova. Even in a avera, there is something good. That's the other side of the spectrum. So he brings here a midrash tanchuma in parashat kitisa. Listen to this shocking midrash. Bo ur'echi batan shel Yisrael. Come and see the love that Hashem has for Am Yisrael. Shebe'averotehem mevi'im lidei ma'alot gedolot. That even their averot bring great things to the world. You ever heard that before? Ve'im averotehem, the idea to say that is, ve'im averotehem kach, zchuyotehem alachat kama vechama. If even a avera of Am Yisrael can bring something good, as we'll see, how much more so this chuyot. Ata motzeh kesheshalach Yaakov et Yosef etzel echav. You'll find, the Midrash Tanhuma says, when Yaakov sent Yosef to his brothers. Kivan sheraou oto, so when the brothers saw Yosef, remember? Vayomru ish el achiv, hine ba'al ha'chalomot al hazeh ba. They said, oh, here's the dreamer, he's coming. Ve'ata lechu ve'nahargehu, ve'nashlicheu. Let's kill him. They plotted to kill him. So while he's in the bor, achlu v'shatu, they ate, they sat down, v'yishvu le'echol. They sat down to eat and to drink. Ba'u levarech, time for zimun, rabotai, zimun, v'kat amazon. They come to say the bracha, amar lahem Yehuda, so Yehuda speaks up. And he says, Anu mevakshim laharog nefesh unevarech lelokenu. What are we doing here? We're about to kill somebody, and we're saying a bracha, we're getting ready to say a bracha. En anu mevarchim ela mena'atzim. That's not a bracha, it's going to be a ni'utz, the opposite of a bracha. Shene'emar ubotzea berech ni'etz Hashem. A person who steals, and he says a bracha on it, ni'etz Hashem. He's cursing, he's not saying a bracha. Right? The Midrash is basing that on the words ma betza ki naharog et achinu v'chisinu et amo betza botzea berech nietz Hashem lechu v'nimkerenu la'ishmeelim v'yadenu al tehibo. Let's sell him to the Ishmeelim instead. V'yashvu le'echol, and they sat down to eat. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shalom. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shalom says yeshiva achat sheyashvu be'etza achat limkor et Yosef. This fact that they sat together and agreed to sell Yosef instead of killing him. They finally came to an agreement, right? Kilkela et ha'olam, with a kaf, sheva shanim v'shnei ra'avon. That was the zechut that was able to sustain the world for those 7 years of plenty that Yosef interpreted the dream of Paro. The 7 years of plenty before the 7 years of famine. So that sustenance, where did it come from? It came from the zechut of that yeshiva, of that sitting down that they decided, you know what, we're changing our mind. We're not going to kill him, we're going to just, you know, sell him. So the Midrash says, Im averotehem kilkela ve'emida et ha'olam, zchuyotehem alachat v'kama v'chama. After all, it was a chet, right? They were selling, that's also not so good, right? And yet, yeshiva achat kilkela et ha'olam, milashon mechalkel, it sustained the world, even though it was a avera, how much more so, zchuyotehem. And the Midrash continues and says, Ve'af kan, this is in the beginning of Kitisa, Mi garam lashvatim beparashat shkalim sheitnu kofer nafshotehem. You know, we have a mitzvah that's called Machatzit HaShekel, right? What created this mitzvah of Machatzit HaShekel? The parasha says in the beginning of Parashat Kitisa, right, that it's a kofer nefesh, that they should give the Machatzit HaShekel as a kapara for what? For the Chet HaEgel, for the sin of the golden calf. So mi garam leshvatim peparashat shkalim sheitnu kofer nafshotem maaseh ha'egel. It's the chet of egel that created the mitzvah of machatzit ha'shekel. Im chata'a gedola she'asu garma lemitzvah velizchut mitzvah shehem osim al achat kama v'chama. This is an unbelievable midrash. If even avera that they did caused the mitzvah, how much more so mitzvah goreret mitzvah? So, I mean, this is something to ponder upon and to think, wow, so what is the, how do we understand this? That avera of Yisrael brings about good. Where does that good come from? You did avera, where is this kind of zechut? So he says, we can understand based on what the Nefesh HaChaim is saying over here, that from the time of Adam HaRishon, even a Ma'aseh Ra, Ma'aseh Tov, is mixed with Ra. Ma'aseh Ra is mixed with Tov. Even a Avera has some kind of, you know, good thought in it, either a justification or I'm doing it for this reason, I can't help it, or whatever it is, whatever the machshava tova is, that machshava doesn't go lost. That machshava has an effect. It does something.
Something
good comes out of it, even though it's mixed in the, you know, in the black, in the darkness of that avera. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, like a surgeon takes out that good machshava and he says, it'll bring something good. And that is just an illustration of the irbuvia of the ma'asim that was created from the time of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. So we continue in the text. V'gam ha-tzadik gamur. Now, he says, even the tzadik gamur, shemiyamav lo asa shum ma'aseh asher lo tova. Let's take a tzaddik 100%. All the days of his life, he didn't do anything but good deeds. Lo chatam yamav, right? No. So this is good. Ve'lo sach miyamav shum sicha kala asher lo tova chas v'shalom. He never said one word that is not good. Im kol ze kimat bilti efshar klal shema'asav atovim atzmam kol yeme chayav yehyu kulam bishlemut ha'amiti legamre. It's impossible, however. Take the biggest tzaddik he's talking about. The biggest tzaddik who never sinned, who never said anything bad, never did anything bad. It's impossible that in all his deeds that they were all perfect. No, it cannot be. Ve'lo yafiru be'achat mehena shum chisaron u'pgam klal. It's impossible that even in one of them there is no pgam, there's no defect, there's no chisaron, no blemish, nothing lacking. That's impossible. Has to be. And that's all from Chet Adam HaRishon. And he explains beautifully this idea on the Pasuk in Kohelet. I'll read the Pasuk, I'll tell you the Pshat, and then I'll tell you how he's changing from the Pshat. It says in Kohelet, Ki Adam en tzadik ba'aretz asher ya'aseh tov ve'lo yecheta. We all know that Pasuk, right? There is no tzaddik in the world that doesn't sin. Everybody sins. But Shlomo HaMelech was careful to say, Ki Adam en tzadik ba'aretz asher ya'aseh tov ve'lo yecheta. Now, the simple meaning of the Pasuk is, lo ya'aseh tov is a pirush on what Asher Ya'aseh Tov is a pirush on what tzaddik means. Which means, Ki Adam tzaddik en ba'aretz a tzaddik. Well, who's a tzaddik? Asher Ya'aseh Tov. That he always does good. It's impossible that a tzaddik who always does good, shelo yecheta, sometimes he will sin also. So in the pshat of the pasuk that I just told you, what is the pasuk saying? That a tzaddik also sins. That's the simple meaning. But Rav Chaim Volozhin is going deeper. He's saying, let's say he never sins. The pasuk doesn't mean that he sins. The asher ya'aseh tov velo yecheta, which means in that ya'aseh tov, in that act of good that the tzaddik does, velo yecheta in Hebrew, yecheta doesn't just mean sin. Actually, the deeper meaning of chet means chisaron, kmo lehachti et hamatara, like missing the target. You're missing. Asher ya'aseh tov velo yecheta. Even a tzaddik who is always ya'aseh tov, but that tov that he did, it's impossible that all of them are perfect. One of them is chote. Chote meaning it's missing. Rotzeh lomar she'i efshar she'lo ya'al kol panim k'tzat chisaron b'ma'aseh atov atzma she'oseh. In that deed that he's doing, there is a chisaron. Ki chet pirusho chisaron kayadua. Before we continue, I'll just share with you another insight here, Rabotai. There's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Nun He Amud Bet. The Gemara has a machloket, yesh mita belochet or en mita belochet. Is there such a thing as death without sin, or death is only because of sin? That's a philosophical machloket that the Gemara has in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Nun He. And over there, in that sugya, the Gemara brings the four famous people, Shemetu ve'et Yoshel Nachash. The four people, one of them was Binyamin, the son of Yaakov. The other one was Amram, the father of Moshe. It's funny, you're always missing the main one, the famous ones, the father or the son. Interesting. I heard once a whole shiur on just on that point. Yishai, the father of David. Not David, Yishai, the father of David. Ve'davidson, Kil'av, right? Kil'av, that's not the Yeshomrim. I think there's another one we're missing. Okay. So those are four. Four that...
Hanoch.
No. He's not one of the four. Are these four that never sinned? What does it mean? Shemetu be'etyosha nachash. They died because of the story of the nachash. Meaning you have to die. That's all. But they didn't do anything. So Tosfot over there on the Gemara, bedibu amatchil arba metu be'etyosha nachash, asks a question. He says, "V'haketiv ki adam en tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov ve'lo yecheta." How could you say? Shlomo HaMelech said, it's not possible. There's no such a thing as a tzaddik that doesn't do a sin. And here you're telling me that there are four people in our history that did not sin, that never had a sin. So Tosfot answers, Berov b'nei Adam ka'amar, which is be'emet the pshat. I mean, right away when you hear this question, you say to yourself, okay, the pasuk is talking Berov b'nei Adam. It's talking in general. Majority of the world, the vast majority of the world, is en tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov ve'lo yecheta. But according to what Rav Chaim Volozhin just explained, see, Tosfot had his kushayim tirutz according to the first way I explained to you the pasuk. That the pasuk is saying that even tzaddikim are choteh, they sin. So Tosfot says, how could you tell me there's four people who never sin? So he had to answer, Berov b'nei Adam. But according to the pirush that Rabbi Chaim Volozhin is saying, that no, the pasuk is not saying that the tzaddik sins. The pasuk is saying that the tzaddik who does good, even in that good, the good is lacking. The good ma'aseh, the ma'aseh tov, is yecheta, comes up short in some aspect. In that case, you could say that the question of Tosfot is not a question. It's not a stira to the arba shemetu bet yoshel nachash. Those that died bet yoshel nachash, it means that they never sinned. They never did a chet. But it could be that in their mitzvot that they did, something was lacking. So that's possible. So it's not a stira if you learn the pirush according to the way he explained. We continue. Lachen, keshemachnisim ha'adam la'mishpat lefanav yitbarach shemot. Therefore, because of this rabotai, because of this irbuvia that we're talking about, when a person is brought to the mishpat, is brought to justice in front of Hashem, tzarich cheshvonot rabim le'en shi'ur. You know, we say in Mincha of Shabbat, Tzidkatecha, Mishpatecha tehom rabba. The mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very deep. It's impossible. In fact, the Rambam, he brings here the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says in the third perek of Ilchot Teshuvah that En shoklim ela bedaato she'el deot. Remember this Lashon, that the shikul da'at, the judgment of a person, is only with the mind of Hashem. Hu hayodea he'ach orchim azchuyot keneged avonot. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to judge a person. Because there's so many cheshbonot. There's so many. What's the cheshbonot? Even in the good things that he does. Was it because of this? Was it because of that? And even if it was Lishem Shamayim, but it was only 99% Lishem Shamayim. Soon I'll show you a Gemara. Such deep, you know, calculations have to go in that it's only Be'el Deot, it's only the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Le'en Shi'ur, without end to this. Al kol ha'pirtei pratim shel kol ma'asav v'diburav u'machshevotav. All the details of the actions, of the words, of the thoughts of a person. V'kol pirtei anhagotav be'ofane netiyatam le'an hem notim. And where are your tendencies? What are you desiring? What are you going to? Sometimes a person is doing a mitzvah, yet the arrow is pointed in the wrong direction. V'zehu she'amar ha'katuv, and this is what the pasuk says in Kohelet. Asher asa ha'elokim et ha'adam yashar. He says, now we understand the depth of this pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam yashar, which means kodem achet, he was yashar. Yashar means he was pure from any kind of mixture of any ra. Vehema means human beings. Uberosham, Adam Arishon, Bechetam, when they sinned, bikshu cheshvonot rabim. They entered into a world of all types of cheshvonot. Before we continue, I want to share with you another insight into a Gemara. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat Daf Lamed Bet, Lev. Ve'elu hen praklitin shel adam teshuva ma'asim tovim. The Gemara says that the lawyers, the good lawyers, right? How do you call the good lawyer? The defender, right? Or how do you call it? The good lawyer is a defender, right? No, defendant is the person himself, the litigant. The defender. A praklit, all right? In Hebrew, it's praklit. The one who speaks good for you. The praklit is teshuvah u'ma'asim tovim. Ha-sanegor, zehu, sanegor. The sanegor, aval be'anglit, echom im sanegor? Defense attorney. What do you think I'm looking at you? Defense attorney. There, that's the idea. What are our defense attorneys in this? You know why attorney is called attorney? Attorney comes from the word attourner in French, to turn. To turn. You turn to him. Please, can you help me? That's attorney. You turn to the person for help. So defense attorney is what? Teshuvah u'ma'asim tovim. So the Gemara says, afilu tsha me'ot v'tish'im v'tish'a. Melamdim alav chova. Look, the chasadav amirubim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even if there are 999 malachim that are melamed alav chova, that prosecute the person, ve'echad melamed alav zechut, but one, can I get the 999, speaks up in defense, nitzol, he can be saved. Sheneeman, it comes from Pasuk in Iyov. The Pasuk says, Im yesh alav malach melitz echad mini elef. Over there, I would like to learn that one time with you, that Pasuk in Iyov, the whole story, the whole perek there. Iyov is saying how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting in judgment, and they come and they say, no, this guy, he's bad. That's it, you know? And Hashem says, wait. One second. Let's look for, maybe there's some good. And everybody's silent and nothing doing. And Hashem speaks up and he says, ah, im yesh alav malach mini elef, even one malach, one guy, if he can speak up out of 1,000, lehagid le'adam yoshro ve'yichonenu ve'yomar peda'ehu miredet shachat. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, you know what? Redeem him. Don't save him. Now, so far, what did the Gemara say? 999 versus 1. Continues the Gemara and says, Rabbi Eliezer beno shel Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer, afilu 999 be'oto malach lechova, ve'echad lizchut, nitzol, she'ne'emar, malach echad mini elef. He's saying, even in the bad malach, the malach lechova, if 999 thousands, of that malach is speaking lechova, but 1,000th of him has something good to say, is nitzol. So now this opinion has to be explained. In fact, if you look in the Meharsha, in Masechet Shabbat Lamed Hed, he struggles with this. What do you mean? He says, okay, I understand 999 malachim against one, so there's one again. Beseder. How do you have in one malach of chova? How do you understand that there's a zechut, 1,000th of zechut? But according to what we're learning in the Nefesh HaChaim, it's understood, right? Because even a ma'aseh ra, we just saw, even a bad ma'aseh, aval yesh mashu tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't overlook. He doesn't overlook it. He doesn't ignore it. En HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach sechar b'riyah u'b'riyah, and he says, you know what? You know what? I'm going to take that nekudat tova and we're going to look at it. Of course, it has to be a nekudat tova, right? And I'm going to look at it and we're going to save him because of that. That's a gemara that is also understood according to what we're learning over here. And we'll try to finish up now the Haggaha at least. V'nimshach ha'inyan ken ad et matan Torah. So now, this situation of Irbuvia continued until the time from Adam HaRishon until the time of Matan Torah. She'az paska ota hazuhama mitocham. This zuhama she'itil ba hanachash, this irbuvia, this koach hatum'ah ha'me'orevet betoch tocho shel ha'adam, stopped in the time of Matan Torah. Kemo she'amu chazal, as chazal tell us in Masechet Shabbat, in the sugya of Matan Torah, dapechet. Ve'lachen, he says, notice, after Matan Torah, when they sinned in the Chet HaEgel, how do Chazal describe what happened, that they, you know, that they fell into doing the Chet HaEgel? Ba Satan v'irbev otam. The Satan came, as if we're talking about something from the outside of them, And he came and he showed them, remember, he showed them a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu, the coffin of Moshe Rabbeinu is passed away, and therefore you guys are on your own. Meaning, he ve'irbev, it says. And he mixed them. So there's 2 points here. Bas Satan means the Satan came from outside. Oh, that's a new thing. The last time that happened was Adam HaRishon. But ever since the chet of Adam HaRishon, the Satan already, the Yetzer Hara, is inside. But by Matan Torah, paskazu hamotam, that irbuvia, that tum'ah from inside, left them. They became again like Adam HaRishon, kodem achet. Now the Satan had to once again start his story all over from the outside. Ve'irbev. And he mixed them up, meaning he caused that zuhama again, that irbuvia again with the chet ha'egel, sheba mi bachutz, haynu sheba mi bachutz kemo be'inyan chet, Adam HaRishon, ki mitocham nitgaresh, because from inside of them, he was kicked out. Ve'al yedei chet ha'egel chazra ota ha'zohama ve'nit'arva v'torcham kebatechila. And once again, so we did have that flashback. We did have that one time in our history where we had a flashback to the time of Adam HaRishon Kodem Achet.
They didn't get the Torah.
What?
They didn't get the Torah yet. So it didn't come out.
What do you mean? They received the Torah and then Chet Ha'egel afterwards. Right? Parashat Yitro and then Parashat Ki Tisa is way after. Let's go with, don't start now with En Mugdam U'Muchar, but Torah.
Right?
We received the Torah, because after all, if they didn't receive it, then what's the chet? They weren't, the chet was, they were told, Lo yeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai, right? No, you almost mixed me up also. I was waiting for you to ask that question before, when I spoke about Machatzita Shekel, that it was caused because Chet Ha'egel. That you can ask, if you look in Parashat Ki Tisa, the mitzvah of Machatzit HaShekel is mentioned before the Chet Ha'egel. So there, you look in Rashi there, and you say, En Mugdam Mucha BaTorah, really, it's in order lechaper al nafshotechem from Chet Ha'egel, even though it's recorded before. But the Chet Ha'egel clearly was after the Matan Torah. So at the time of Matan Torah, Paska Zohamatan, and when did it come back? By the Chet Ha'egel. V'zehu she'amar ha'katuv, and that's what the pasuk says in Hosea, v'hema ke'adam avru brit, and they at the time of Chet Ha'egel were like Adam who sinned, which means the same thing that happened by Adam HaRishon was reenacted again by the Chet Ha'egel. Yes. Yes. So this miscalculation was augmented by the Satan. The Yetzer Hara showed them, you see?
But they received the Torah already?
The Torah, the hearing the voice of the Aseret HaDibot and all that, they already heard. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Luchot. To get the 40 days of Horonai, he came down with the Luchot. And then he broke them. Yeah, that's true. But Matan Torah already took place. Ma'amad Har Sinai.
So that's how the Yetzer Hara was out of them.
Yes, Matan, exactly. How was out of them? It was out because the paskazu hamatan, and now he came to cause them to do avodah zarah, and then it started again. So from the words of Rav Chaim, you ask a good question. From the words of Rav Chaim Volojin, it sounds like we went back to the fact that the tum'ah is totally in us, and like it was before, right? After the chet of Adam HaRishon. The truth is, he brings here that from the Gemara. In Shabbat Kuf Memvav, in Avodah Zarah Kav Bet, the Gemara is mashma that although by Chet Ha'egel, once again, you know, the Zohama went back in, but not in the same way as before. So there is that Nekuda of Am Yisrael that they do have an allergic reaction to Avodah Zarah. A Jew, as far as he is, deep down does not like Avodah Zarah. And that is because there is still from that feeling that we still have from the time of Matan Torah. So Paskaza Hamatan, although it went back to, you know, being mixed up in us, but not to the fullest degree as it was before. There is a Gemara that's mashmal. I didn't want to be ma'arich on this, but that's a good point.
And in our generation, there was no other tzaddikim that would have the Yetzer Hara part of them. Like
doesn't seem like that. No? Doesn't seem like that. I don't know, but it doesn't seem like it. He's saying, "Ki Adam en tzadik ba'aretz, asher yaseh tov lo yecheta." Vezehu she'amar hu yidbar le'adam harishon. That's what Hashem told Adam. Ki beyom acholcha mimenu mot tamut. He told him, on the day that you're going to eat from the etz hadat, mot tamut. Lo she'ayah inyan klala ve'onesh. Mot tamut is not necessarily, does not necessarily mean that it was a punishment. No. Ki mipi elyon lo tetzeh haraot. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu really doesn't punish, he's saying. Ela pirusho. It means it's just going to have to be that way. She'al yedeh acholcha mimenu. By eating from the Etz Hadat, you know what's going to happen? Tit'arev becha hazohama shel hara. Because as we explained, Etz Hadat, remember we explained, da'at means chibur. Means tov and ra are now mechubar, are now me'urbav. That is the nature of eating from this Etz Hadat, that now that irbuvya will take place in you. And now what's going to be is ve'lo yetikun acher lehafrida mimcha. There will not be any way of removing the ra from you, in order to give you the reward in Olam Haba, im lo al yedei hamita v'ha'ikul bakever. Only through death and ikul bakever. Which means that Adam HaRishon Kodem Achet, he was living in Gan Eden already. There was no inyan that in order to get to Gan Eden he has to die, and then he's in Olam HaNeshamot, and he's with the in Olam Haba. He was already, Adam HaRishon Kodem Achet was already in the Gan Eden. He was in the most perfect state. It wasn't necessary to have mitah, and that's why he wasn't going to die. But after the chet caused this zohama, this defilement that entered into the body, this mixture of tov vera that created this absolute confusion of the system of the person and of his deeds. And by the way, as we're obviously going to get back to, and in the ma'arechet, the structure of the world, which is depending on ma'aseh ha'adam, everything was all mixed up because of it. And the only way now to be mitaher, to become tahor, so that you can be able to be eligible to enter into Olam Haba, is with the tikkun of mita, of the separation from between guf and the nefesh. In the time before Chet Adam HaRishon, the guf and nefesh were in such harmony of kedusha that there was no reason to separate them. But after, because of this zohama that entered into Adam HaRishon, the only way, en tikkun acher lehafrida, im lo al yedei hamita ve'ikul bakever. Vezeu gam ken ha'inyan ma shehu yitbarach achar kach, what Hashem says afterwards, hen ha'adam haya ke'achad mehem, ve'ata pen ishlach yado ve'lakach gam me'etz ha'chaim, ve'achal v'chai le'olam. V'halo chefzo yitbarach shemo lehetiv livurav, u'ma echbat lehem yichye le'olam. Says Rav Chaim Volozh, very simple. He says, you always read this pasuk afterwards and you feel like a little bit, you know, deserted or like disappointed. You ask yourself, it says, Hashem says, oh, now, listen, now that he proved that he doesn't listen, there's an Etz Chaim in this gun. And if he's going to eat from this Etz Chaim, he's going to live forever. I can't have that. So therefore, we're kicking him out. So Rav Chaim Volozh is asking a very innocent question. He says, Hashem, but you're good. What do you have against people living forever? What's the problem? So he's going to eat from Etz HaChaim. Azma, ma ichbat le? Nam rotze lomar. You understand, it's not a question. Shekasher yochal me'etz HaChaim v'chai l'olam. Listen to this, ribbono shel olam. That what's going to be is a big problem. If Adam HaRishon is going to eat from the Etz HaChaim and live forever, yishael chas v'shalom belo tikkun. Adrabah, it's because Hashem is metiv. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants good. He's not going to be able to have the tikkun. Shelo yitpared hara mimenu ad olam chas v'shalom. He's always going to stay with that ra in him. Velo yir'e me'orot v'tova miyamav. He's never going to be zochet to see the good, to see the light. Lezot letovato girsho migan Eden. For his good, he took him out of Gan Eden. Kedesh yuchal lavo lidei tikkun gamu. Although now it's a much longer journey for the tikkun, but that's the only way necessary or possible. Keshetipared hara mimenu al yedei amita ve'ikul bakever. Vezeu inyan ha'arba shemetu be'etyo shel nachash. And that's also referring back to the Gemara that we mentioned before. It's also the reason these four tzaddikim, they didn't do chataim. Only because of the etyo means it's atzato. Only because of the story of the nachash, they have to die. Aber ze lo fair. They didn't do any chet. Yesh mita velo chet. There is death without chet. So why should they die? Now you understand. She'af shelo haya laim chet atzmam klal. Even though they didn't have a chet, im kol ze hu tzrechu lemita. They needed to die. מחמת התערובת הראשון של הרע על ידי חטא אדם הראשון מעצת הנחש. But because of אתיו של נחש, מדויק. Because of that story of אדם הראשון, that he listened to the נחש and he was חוטא, so now there's no way to receive the תיקון to be able to be נקשר with הקדוש ברוך הוא in the עולם הנשמות, only by the tikkun of the mitah. That's the only way for the ra that's inside, that ta'arovet that was created by Adam HaRishon, to be able to go out. V'imashech ha'inyan ken, he says, this is going to continue ad et ketz hayamin, until the end of days, until Mashiach comes, where, what does it say in the pasuk about ketz hayamin? Bila ha'mavet lanetzach. Where then there's not going to be any mavet. Ve'gam od yitron, and there's going to be another thing, she'itba'er azhara min ha'olam mimetziuto. These two things go together. Why will there not be mitah? Because the ra is going to be consumed, evil is going to be consumed from the world. As it says, ve'et ruach ha'tum'ah ha'avir min ha'aretz. U'mimela, it's going to be back to the matzav of kodem ha'chet, Adam HaRishon kodem ha'chet, where it was all b'kdusha, there was no ta'arovet of tum'ah. In that case, mitah is not necessary. Everyone should live ad me'ave 20 shana, arichut yamim v'shanim, besorot tovot, and we should be zochet to learn this sefer b'kdusha together. It's mamash.